Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Jackson from The Naked Scientists. This is the podcast where we answer your science questions with the help of an expert. In today's episode, we're answering Mitchell's chemical conundrum.
Why doesn't water burn? It is made of two of the three things that you need to make a fire: fuel in the form of hydrogen and oxygen, and yet it doesn't burn. My mum says that it's because it is wet. Yet oil, petrol, and many other wet liquids burn. Why do these liquids burn? This has always baffled me.
Well, it's now baffling me too, Mitchell. First, though, I think we'll need a little bit of a refresher on what actually happens when we burn something. Here's Peter Wathers from the University of Cambridge.
Well, this is actually a chemical reaction that's taking place between the fuel and the gases in the atmosphere, the oxygen. So, for instance, if hydrogen gas, which we know is very, very flammable, this burns because it will chemically combine with the oxygen that's in the air, and this will form water.
Wait, a fire makes water? Chemistry never fails to surprise me. But what about liquid fuels?
Now, other things burn, such as petrol, a nice wet liquid, because this also contains things that can react with the oxygen from the air. So the petrol is made up of the elements carbon and hydrogen combined together, and each of those combine with the oxygen to form carbon dioxide and, again, more water when the hydrogen part of the petrol combines with the oxygen. So this is what's happening when things burn. Energy is released in a very violent reaction as energy comes out as the elements hydrogen or carbon combine with the oxygen from the air.
I'm with you. But if water is made of hydrogen, and that's very flammable, and oxygen, which sustains a fire, then why doesn't water burn?
Well, in a sense, the answer is because it already has carried out this reaction. The hydrogen is already chemically combined with the oxygen from the air. So there's no way it can do that again.
That's because the bond between two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen is so strong, you need lots of energy to pull them apart. Much more energy than, say, a wood fire creates, and that's why firemen use water to put out fires. The water cools the combustible material and also helps stop the fuel come into contact with the air, the oxygen, which is the thing that sustains the fire. But as you well know, we don't just use water to put out fires.
Similarly, carbon dioxide is another good fire extinguisher, especially for things such as wood burning or petrol and so on, because again, this is already combined. The carbon has combined with the oxygen to form a very stable compound, carbon dioxide.
However, if you try to put water on a magnesium fire, that would be hot enough to break the H2O bond, and it will actually make your fire worse. So leave any fire extinguishing to the experts. Brendan on Facebook wrote to us with the correct answer, and James wrote in to add, a very important thing to remember is that compounds do not necessarily take the properties of the element from which it is made. Chlorine is a toxic gas. Sodium is a metal that explodes on contact with water. But sodium chloride, i.e. table salt, is fine to put on your chips, of course, ignoring the slightly elevated risk of heart failure. Thanks for that, James. I'll remember next time I'm down the chippy. Next week, we'll be answering a rather astronomical question from Michael.
If in some miraculous way one were able to pee standing on the surface of the moon, what kind of an arch would it create?
I have to say, not something I've ever considered. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or find us on Facebook. Until then, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.